An Artist of the Floating World by Kazuo Ishiguro. Copyright 1986 by Kazuo Ishiguro. This recording of the full-length reading of An Artist of the Floating World was published by arrangement with International Creative Management, Incorporated, and was produced in 1999 by Books on Tape, Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Neither this recording nor any part thereof may be reproduced or used for any purpose without prior written authority from Books on Tape, Incorporated. This book is read by David Case. October 1948. If on a sunny day you climb the steep path leading up from the little wooden bridge, still referred to around here as the Bridge of Hesitation, you will not have to walk far before the roof of my house becomes visible between the tops of two ginkgo trees. Even if it did not occupy such a commanding position on the hill, the house would still stand out from all others nearby, so that as you come up the path you may find yourself wondering what sort of wealthy man owns it. But then I am not, nor have I ever been, a wealthy man. The imposing air of the house will be accounted for, perhaps, if I inform you that it was built by my predecessor, and that he was none other than Akira Sugimura. Of course, you may be new to this city, in which case the name of Akira Sugimura may not be familiar to you. But mention it to anyone who lived here before the war, and you will learn that for 30 years or so, Sugimura was unquestionably amongst the city's most respected and influential men. If I tell you this, and when arriving at the top of the hill you stand and look at the fine cedar gateway, the large area bound by the garden wall, the roof...